From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And not only am I in my studio gym today, but apparently Rob Regish is having a Hulkamania session. Is that not what you said to me in the email?
Yeah. You know, I play a little bit of my wrestling stuff in the background for a little inspiration and push through my workout down here.
Are you really a big fan of wrestling?
I used to be before the business changed, but it's a different product today. Way back when, you know, when it was more along the lines of sport and sport entertainment, I liked it. It's a different product today.
So you texted me today and said, look, I'm down in the gym. Check this phone line and tell me if I can just do the show from here because I got to finish this workout. I mean, think about this for a second. When you're dedicated to physical culture takes precedence. It's like, I've got to do this interview, but I've got to get this workout in too. A lot of other people would abandon the workout and just go for the interview, but not when you're dedicated to physical culture.
No way, man. And you touch on this topic Friday. You better walk the talk, because there's plenty of people out there that are, you know, parasites in our business.
And I gotta say something else about you. And I want to pick up on this a little bit too. You're one of the few sponsors that actually listens to the show.
Damn right I do. Listen, I love learning. There's nothing more than I love learning. I'll be the first guy to tell you. Yeah, I wrote the book. But I certainly don't know it all, and I just love picking things up from Wade Johnson, from your various shows and guests. It's a gold mine of information.
I mean, you'll text me sometimes and you'll quote something that was said in a show, and I'll say to Elisa, Rob listens to the show. It's like, I can't get over that, because most of my sponsors will say, well, we don't have time to listen to the show. We know it's working, but we really don't. The other sponsors that listen to the show, I have to say honestly, are the people from Quest. Ron Cain listens to the show all the time.
I mean, that's part of your responsibility as a quote-unquote, you know, go-to guy. You better know your stuff, and other people's stuff is the best place to listen.
And before we start today's question and answer session, let's talk about this for a second. Do you think that I was off base? Elisa and I talked about this several times before actually bringing it to the forefront on the show. I don't want to seem like sour apples, you know, or sour grapes, like... But do you think that I was on the money with that whole notion that we have a bumper crop of experts today, and when you look at most of them, they clearly are not living the life that they're promoting?
They're not experts. They're parasites. Let me give you an example. If you are one of these dietitians and you've got two or three extra chins, you need to get out of this business and find something else to do. Because I watched one walk into my grandfather's room in the hospital and proceed to give him dietary advice. These people are profiting off of well-meaning people that are willing to work hard. Get out of the way, go find something else to do, and I will gladly, and other people will gladly step up, because we believe in what we are doing.
Well, what about the notion of people who promote things, let's say in their blog, for instance, right? And then you ask them, like for instance, let's say somebody who's promoting the paleo lifestyle, right? And maybe they're even selling a paleo product. But then it comes out that they don't eat paleo.
Yeah.
What would you say about that?
Absolute frauds. Listen, Yeah, you're going to be like that, go find some other line of work. There's plenty of office space out in corporate America. I used to rub elbows. They're not all like this, but I used to rub elbows with a lot of CEOs, CFOs, and EIEIOs that will love to have people like you.
Yeah, it's interesting. And when you and really, at the end of the day, this is the reason for information overload. It's not because there's so much new information. It's because you have so many people who are just parroting and duplicating the information and giving it their own spin, trying to elevate themselves to an expert status. And I really believe that that's the key today, to try to find the right sources of information. And that's it. And I, you know what? And I'm not an expert, and I've said it before. I'm just like everybody else in this audience. I'm trying to figure it out myself. And so I'm looking for guests who can help me. A lot of the times, the topics that we cover on this show, like, for instance, Elisa said last Friday that the five keys to happiness, and she listed them, and one of them was to, you know, not feel victimized. Well, there are some of us in this life who really have been victimized by the judicial system, for instance, or you know, by a job, an employer, or even for those out there who are racially biased. So there's many of you who have been victimized because of the color of your skin or the accent that you have. And so how do you get past feeling like a victim when you really have been victimized? And I got Dr. Judy coming on next Tuesday because I need to understand this for my own personal journey.
Well, I think the short answer is you suck it up and you move on. You know, life's short. Nobody's going to be an expert in everything. Listen, I just had Rad Fox ask me a great question. He sees on Facebook, he says, you think GABA would block GHRP6, CJC1295, and GHRP2? Would it block the GH release? You know, my response, great question. I'm going to give you an honest answer. I don't know yet, but I'm going to research it for you as soon as this show's over.
My two cents is no, it won't. In fact, I believe that it'll enhance it. In fact, I'll tell you something else. A lot of growth hormone secretagogues, whether it be the amino acid GABA or the peptides GHRP2 and GHRP6, work even better when combined together. Because they work through different pathways. The GHRP series works through the ghrelin pathway, and GABA works through the GABA receptor specifically in the brain. And then if you want to add a triple whammy, find a dopaminergic product like Mucuna and take it with all three of those and watch out for like an amazing surge of growth hormone. That's my two cents on the subject.
That's it, man. Triple the dose and hope for the most.
There you go. All right, so we have lots of great questions today, right? Let's do this. We're already 8 minutes into a 10-minute segment. Let's do this. Let's take our first break early. When we come back, we're going to start out with Rob Haas's question, and we've got questions from Sav Tav, Patrick Rogers. We've got lots of great questions from all of you listeners out there who have made the Blueprint Power Hour so popular. If you have not gotten a copy of the Blueprint, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today to learn more. We'll be right back. Hey, Rob, here's a good song, man.
You got it.
Rocking out.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to Super newhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with the powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind everybody, $600 worth of free supplements is being given away. Why aren't more of you entering this drawing? Can you really not use multivitamins, $600 worth of whey protein powder, $600 worth of any type of supplements at all? I am really shocked by the small number of people that are turning out for the Muscle Gauge Nutrition giveaway. It's baffling to me. Superhuman Radio, at the end of this month, the 31st of this month, we will have a drawing. And one lucky person will win $600 worth of free supplements from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. Please don't hesitate. Get in there and join the crowd, and perhaps you will be the lucky one. Rob, did you enter?
I have not yet. And that's a real big faux pas on my part. I'm
going to
do
man.
That as soon.
Get in there.
You know, and the worst part is I shop over there.
See? I mean, they've got the best. They have a variety of protein powders, weight gainers. They have some great products there, man. Really, really
they
good
have
stuff.
Fantastic stuff. I tell you, with the Superhuman Radio discount code, how can you go wrong?
Yeah. You know? There you go. All right, so let's get started. Rob Haas with your first question here.
Yeah, actually, Carl, I wanted to give a shout-out to these two guys, Rob Haas and Saf Tav. These guys, now, you and I are in a position of privilege, right, to help these guys and to offer advice.
Maybe you are. I don't help anybody. Well, good.
You know, that only works when these guys put their faith in us and take our suggestion. So let's take a look. Let's talk about Rob Haas. A few weeks ago, Rob asked me what he could do to get his deadlift off the floor. Said he had a sticking point there. At the time, I recommended deadlifting from a deficit. You concur
with
that,
that,
if I'm not
yeah.
mistaken. Okay, and I asked him to write me back in 3 weeks to let me know how he was doing. Well, here's what happened. Rob got to Gainesville early. He wrote to me, 3-4 days ago, and reports that after being stuck at 405 for a single in that deadlift, he recently tripled with it and sees 500 in his future.
Wow.
Rob, I got to tell you, I see a lot more than 500. So congrats on your success, and thank you for taking my suggestion.
Secondly, it worked. I mean, I want to emphasize something. You gave somebody advice, and it worked. And that's worth the price of admission, because there's a lot of talking heads out there who don't know what they're talking about. In fact, they'll get you regress instead of progress. And here the guy followed your directions and boom.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, it means a lot to me that somebody puts their faith in me. Now, Sav right. Tav is another guy. If you recall, a couple weeks ago, he wrote to say that he was taking Craze pre-workout. The problem being was he found it very hard to fall asleep at night, and sometimes right. he didn't sleep at all.
Right.
Accordingly, I recommended GABA as part of the fix.
Right.
The result there, he wrote to me that very day. He said he went out and bought GABA the same day, put it to work, and reported sleeping like a baby that night.
Yeah.
Probably tripled his GH output, too.
On top of it, right.
You know, Sav, just wanted to say thank you, and I'm real happy that it worked for you, brother.
Okay.
All right.
Rob Haas. A few weeks ago,
actually, Patrick Rogers.
Oh, you want me to? Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I missed the script here. Okay. Patrick Rogers. Rob, I was wondering what your opinion of dynamic overload is. I use it on the box squat. It was great to hear someone speak about the importance of box squatting, by the way. There is nothing like bands to get you explosive. However, there is one thing I feel needs mention. Too much band work makes you unstable in the squat. Really? I learned this the hard way. Give me your thoughts. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, that's a great question, Patrick. First, I'd like to thank my good friend Wade Johnson. In an effort to get Patrick the best possible answer, I also consulted Wade.
How do you like that?
Yeah, you know, listen, Wade is head and shoulders above where I am. So, you know, you need to tap into these resources. So accordingly, I got his perspective on that. And here's the answer. With respect to dynamic overload, and in particular the box squat, I have some comments and then the fix. So my comments are this. It is true that bands can be very hard on the body. And this is due primarily to the fact that the bands pull down and accentuate the eccentric part of the motion, which we know causes about 80% of the damage to the muscle tissue. Box squats can make you strong, but they're also very hard on the hips. And when you add bad band tension on top of that, it can result in more than just a groove issue. So if it's the only squatting you're doing, Patrick, a lot of folks are going to have issues with the hips, injuries, and if they're in competition, searching for the depth of the box come meet time. So having said that, there are a couple different fixes and approaches that Wade and I discussed, one of which, interestingly enough, was Wade uses the bands, he uses them reverse band fashion, meaning instead of pulling down, the band is pulling up. He does that to help the lifter stay more upright to illustrate the point that why the hips are so much more important than the lower back.
So in other words, it also helps you at the bottom of the movement, but it doesn't help you at the top of the movement.
Well, I mean, it works both, but I think what Wade's trying to say is, you know, the hips are just as important as the lower back, the glutes, and the hamstrings, which the box squat targets.
Right.
So the fix, then, is as follows. When you're box squatting, use the mini bands, but nothing stronger. Wade Johnson does not use anything stronger than mini bands. In fact, I think he made the comment he doesn't use bands at all, so that should tell you something. Chains are fine, and they'll result in less stress on the muscles and the tendons and the ligaments, and I know Patrick uses those too. If you are seeing good results with your current wave, Patrick, and what you spec'd out to me on Facebook, and you are not paying a price insofar as injuries or poor form, then by all means, stick with it. Having said that, if you still feel that it's messing with your groove, and it sounds like you did, then I would recommend proceeding as follows. Alternate that dynamic box squat wave day with a free squatting day, one session dedicated to each. That way, if the dynamic overload session is working for you, you're still going to reap the benefits. But by free squatting on your alternate day, every other workout, you'll still be in touch with just how much your dynamic overload sessions may be messing with your groove or your depth, and thus you'll be able to make any necessary adjustments. Both approaches hold merit, and that strategy that I just spec'd out should allow you to reap the benefits of both.
I got a question for you.
Yeah,
is there ever a time to Smith machine squat?
No. It's Smith machine, they might as well call it the Satan machine. If you read Charles Poliquin's excellent book, The Poliquin Principles, he has a graphic and at least a few pages dedicated to this. Squatting in the Smith machine actually puts a very severe shearing force on the knee. And he illustrates this with arrows. And I believe what he does is he contrasts the pressure on the knee under a Smith machine squat with that of a free squat. So long story short, Smith machine bad, stay away.
Is that because you're in an unnatural groove in the Smith machine?
Part of it is, and the other part is, you know, the Smith machine dictates by virtue of the fact that it's up and down, right, on that column, that bar is not going to move in concert with your leverage points on the body.
Right.
And let's face it, those leverage points change dramatically from the bottom to the top and everywhere in between.
Yeah. So, okay, so, and one other question, and then we'll get on to the next listener question.
Yeah,
do you feel the same way about something like a power squat machine?
No, something like the Leverage Tech Power Squat is a viable alternative. I like facing into that machine. I think it's a tremendous, let's say, auxiliary movement to do your assistance work on. And, you know, so that I have no qualms with. There is no such shearing forces on the knee on a leverage squat.
Okay. All right. Next question is from John Matt. What up, Rob and Carl? One of the BP faithfuls here. I had a bad lat strain back in December while deadlifting with a submaximal weight. I feel as though my body had been falling apart since then. I have been having problems with my pec on the same side, left side, for a little over a month now. My left hip has been bugging me for the past 2 months as well. I am having a tough time determining which muscle or muscles it is. I basically have been forced to work at an intensity level that is less than optimal for making gains and even makes it impossible to maintain what strength and size I had before the injury. I'm now stuck at a standstill. As long as I continue to try to push these nagging injuries, they'll only get worse. But I just don't know how I ought to go about taking this one step back. So what do you think?
Okay, this is a great question.
I guess this is part of his question. I'm sorry. So how do you think I should best go about this, Rob? Please weigh in on what you think my best options are for this point. Thanks.
Okay, this is a very pertinent question because I just went through this, right? You know, age 42, you keep pushing the throttle, things start breaking down, you get tendonitis, it's not cool. The situation is all too common in our sport, and I can really empathize with it because as I've spoken to, I've been through it. There are both physical and psychological consequences to what's going on here. Tendonitis, blown knees, pecs, and subluxations of the vertebrae, or worse, can conspire to steal your self-identity. So if being one bad you-know-what mofo is what you are and what your family constantly refers to you as, you know, Big John or Big Rob, you risk being one lost soul, okay, if you're put out of action. So that's another topic for another time. There are solutions to everything, though, especially in my world, so here's your fix. Invest in just two books. One is called Convict Conditioning by Paul Wade. It's available either at dragondoor.com. Sometimes you can pick up a copy on amazon.com. And again, the name of that book, Convict Conditioning. The other book that I just bought, which is absolutely, I can't say enough about it, Brooks Cubic's Dinosaur Bodyweight Training.
Yeah.
Available at Brooks's website. When you put the power of the information in these two books together, it's going to solve your problem and then some. So let me talk about that for a second. Instead of playing defense, we're going to play offense. But we're going to approach it in a very unorthodox fashion. We're going to do it with body weight training. So as an example, in parts of Russia today, trainees are not even allowed to touch a weight until they can first demonstrate that they've mastered their own body weight in some very demanding hardcore calisthenic exercises, things like single-legged, you know, ass to Achilles tendon squats, okay? the benefits of this body weight training are many. So let's talk about that. Number one, your flexibility and range of motion is going to be vastly improved. And when I say vastly, you're going to have a range of motion that otherwise was not possible doing what you were doing. Number two, the soft tissues such as your tendons, ligaments, and even the proprioceptors in the muscles and ligaments in your neck are strengthened in concert with your muscles. Weight training will often neglect that facet of strength, which leads to the type of injuries that he is speaking to. Number three, body weight movements are far more authentic versus weight training movements. As such, it's not uncommon to see joint pains disappear in a matter of weeks while your functional strength skyrockets. I know mine did. It didn't take long, 3 weeks max. Number four, if you're concerned about losing muscle size and power, don't be. In fact, you're going to gain some scary amounts of both, provided you apply yourself diligently to the body weight training in these books. And then five, as an added bonus, your subconscious mind is going to begin to auto-regulate your appetite, which is to say this: you will lose body fat with no deliberate or conscious change in your diet. It would seem that the body senses that every extra pound of unnecessary baggage that you carry works against you in these movements, and it does.
Really?
You will emerge leaner, with more muscle tissue, more work capacity, and most importantly, with healthy joints, tendons, ligaments, and with a spine like a steel whip.
You know, it's interesting you say that. A lot of the body weight advocates are lean as hell.
They have no choice. Listen, if you're going to do one-arm push-ups, chin-ups, single-legged squats, you can't be carrying extra baggage.
That's amazing, you know, that the body is instinctive that way.
You think SEAL Team 6 lifts weights to bulk up? No way.
Yeah.
Those guys have enough stuff to carry with them.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got plenty more questions. When we come back, we'll be answering Marco, I want to pronounce his name, Stojanovic.
Stojanovic.
Oh, the K is silent. I made the J silent. Stojanovic.
I hope I got it right.
Okay. Well, you know, he'll let us know. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bar, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote
promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. You know, people continue to ask me on Facebook and in emails if I really kept the gains from that arm workout, Rob.
Yeah.
Well, not only have I kept the gains, my arms look different. They look so much different than they've ever looked before. In fact, my biceps actually hang to the side now when my arms are bent at the elbow and relaxed, and they never did that before.
Here, tell me this. How much size did you put on them from one workout?
Just under a full inch on both arms. And it's still there. And I'm not doing anything. And in fact, I go in and I do very, very short arm sessions. I did one today, which was basically five sets of curl movements and five sets of tricep extensions, supersetted. And then I do a little pulley work and I'm done. I get in the sauna and I'm not training my arms very heavily at all right now. And they're maintained. And I'll tell you something else that I noticed today. When my arms get pumped now, they're much bigger than they've ever been pumped before. So clearly the size stayed. Well, people keep asking me, like, when are we going to let everybody know about this training approach? Well, guess what? Later today, it will be released on the Superhuman Radio website and Facebook and via the email if you are on our email list. We're going to have a seminar at the end of this month, a one-hour audio seminar. It will cost $9.95 to participate. And you will not only get the complete program, but you'll be able to ask questions during the seminar and we'll answer them. And Rob will also email you a complete course sheet that will give you the whole workout. And so if you want to try this, you'll be able to try it yourself.
Under $10 for almost an inch on your arm. They all said it couldn't be done.
Well, not only that, but you know what? You can do this. And I thought about it. If you only did this routine three times a year and you literally added even just a half inch every single time, that's an inch and a half on your arms in a year. And to those of us who have trained for over a decade and can't get our arms to get beyond 17 inches, this is the answer. It really is.
There's always a way.
Okay. So
always.
Look forward to this first of the we're going to launch the Superhuman University with this seminar, by the way. We have lots of good seminars coming, too. Dr. Mara DiPasquale. We've got some really, really exciting things in the very near future. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, okay. Next question is from Marco Stojanovic. Hope I said it right. He says, hi, Rob. My schedule changes a lot week to week. But more often than not, I only have Saturday and Sunday to train hard and maybe one day during the week. What are your programming recommendations for someone that is generally restricted to weekend training that wants to primarily build strength? Do you want me to read the rest of this question? It's not highlighted.
No, that's okay. I think the audience gets the gist.
Okay.
Of it.
Yeah, because the rest of it just has the weights that he's handling, and he's handling some really good weights here. His one rep max in the bench is 180 kilograms. What is that? That's 400 watt pounds. What is that?
2.2. 180 times 2.2.
That's 360.
I'm math challenged, so let's just say.
That's like 390, like 390 something pounds. That's pretty damn good,
yeah,
man.
He's a horse, man. So here we've got an example, Marco, of somebody who has limited time to train every week. Now the question becomes, is this a blessing or is it a curse? Well, if you've got the right weapons of mass construction, it's a blessing. He's part of the Blueprint Army. Accordingly, as with my answer for John prior, I have more than one solution, and it's not necessarily in the blueprint. In fact, I flipped him the fix in the form of a new loading pattern of former Soviet origin, which I have termed one workout a week to a new peak, six workouts in total. That loading pattern delivers a solid 7.5% increase on any big barbell lift in six sessions.
That's impressive.
So it's the equivalent of moving a 300-pound one-rep max bench to 320 by training once a week, and in 6 weeks, you got 20 pounds on it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the Blueprint Army is privy to such things. It's not necessarily contained in the blueprint, but when somebody comes to me with a problem, it's my obligation to find a solution, so I gave it to him. Going forward, though, I'm going to make some of these things available to those folks that may be on the fence about Blueprint, because I know a lot of people are skeptical. Okay, for a mere $10, you will be able shortly to purchase one of these loading patterns, and I've got a half a dozen lined up on the Blueprint homepage. So by investing a pittance in one of these little gems, you're going to walk away with some firsthand experience of the power of the information, and the Blueprint is chock full of it. Now, those are going to be up, like I said, shortly. You'll be able to buy each one individually for $10, or I'm going to bundle them at a 25% discount if you want all six.
Right.
It's a great way to sample the different parts of the Blueprint. And let me tell you what you get. Like, so let's say you pick one and you want to jack up your bench 20 pounds, you know, 7.5%. I've got one for 10%. I've got one that'll, you know, boost it 5% in just six workouts. But let's say you order one. When you do, I'm going to send you a brief narrative on how to modulate your workout frequency, some suggestions on little tips and tricks, and you're going to get an auto calculator Excel spreadsheet that does all of the work for you. So in other words, you're going to walk in the gym, take your one rep max. Let's say it's 300 pounds. You're going to enter it in the one rep max field in that calculator I send you, hit enter, and presto. The calculator spits out every weight to use, rep, and set for every workout in that loading pattern. Now, if people are interested in pursuing this, if you'd like to avail yourself to it, it's going to be up, like I said, in a couple days on the Blueprint homepage. But if you want it before that, simply contact me via my Facebook page, or you can email me at rsrmusclemass@gmail.com. And I will be happy to provide instructions on how to go about getting it. You'll get it the same day, and you'll be in Gainesville inside of 3 weeks.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question from Sean Buffington. I'd love to know more about the forthcoming Muscle University. What will be curriculum layout, et cetera? Well, we kind of talked about it a little bit here.
We did. Let me just say this. First, Sean, thank you. Sean was nice enough to send me his complete training log and the transformation that he recently made, and I got to tell you, it's a thing of beauty. So thank you, Sean, for that. But secondly, yeah, we did speak to about Superhuman University. Just let me say this. You know, hopefully you guys know by now, I give it everything I've gotten. You will not walk away disappointed, because we're going to bring home the information and lots of it. Those guys, you know, you folks that invest in it, trust me, you're going to be very pleased that you participated. And Sean, I know, and I'm looking forward to people's feedback, But Sean, you know, we'll be announcing more detail shortly. But when you see it, it's going to be a bargain for what you get.
Yeah, it's you know what? There's a lot of these seminars going on out there, and they're very, very expensive. The whole idea behind this was to make it within the reach of anybody who wants to do any of them. And we're going to have some fantastic speakers. I mean, Dr. Di Pasquale, Paul Arciero, Dr. Paul Arciero. We're going to do a seminar that's going to blow the lid off of everybody's understanding of how to modulate and attenuate insulin by carbohydrate consumption. And
I've talked to Paul before. These guys are on the cutting edge. You know, it's just another example. Superhuman University is going to blow the doors off of whatever other education you may have access to or receive prior.
Well, we're looking for here. I go through these webinars myself, and I hate going to these webinars and not feeling like I'm walking away with something that I can employ right away, like an answer. A lot of these webinars, they make you feel like you don't have answers. You end up with more questions than when you started.
Amen. Been there, done that for 25 years.
I want people to walk away going, wow, now I know exactly what I need to do for this, and that's it.
Yep.
Okay, next question. Paul, is his last name pronounced Adelke?
Adelke. I hope we're saying it right.
Yeah,
Paul.
I'm sorry, Paul. He says, Rob, can you comment on the use of tart cherry juice to combat inflammation? When should I use it, and how much? Also, I've not found any that is not loaded with carbs. Yeah, sugar. Even the organic ones. Is this a problem as I'm trying to get leaner? I was able to get some at the local grocery store. Okay, what are your thoughts on that?
This is a great question, Paul. And tart cherry juice is something that I was personally recommending and do recommend when you're taking my product, Synthogen. But even if you're not, tart cherry juice is something that you want to have as a carb source intra-workout, and let me tell you why. There are two types of inflammation, acute and chronic. Acute inflammation is the type of inflammation that you get from just working out. It's just, you know, the normal process of muscle damage, which is necessary and beneficial for the muscle to remold itself and grow bigger and stronger. Chronic inflammation, on the other hand, is a bad thing. It's a very bad thing. Chronic inflammation can hurt you. You know, if you think about tendonitis and heart disease, that's chronic inflammation. Objectively, that type of inflammation can be measured by three biomarkers: interleukin-6, TNF-alpha, and C-reactive protein. So let's talk about an example. Increased levels of TNF-alpha as a result of this chronic inflammation suppresses the AKT-MTOR pathways.
Yeah, which builds muscle.
Exactly. It's just, trust me, stick with the abbreviations. Unless you're Adele Musa.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, that can lead to a catabolic state and muscle wasting. So for those of you familiar with my writings in the Blueprint 2.0, you know, in 2009 when I wrote that, I speculated that ecdysterone, my favorite little supplement, worked through the AKT pathway. So luckily for me, subsequent research carried out at Rutgers the following year confirmed it. But having said all of that, there are several studies that have shown tart cherry extract aids in muscle recovery following exercise.
Really?
And has some pretty profound antioxidant properties. One of these studies, performed at the Oregon Health and Science University, tested the effects of tart cherry juice on long-distance runners. So they gave half of these participants, there were 54, tart cherry juice for 7 days before the race, okay, and right before the race on the day
right.
they, you know, that they ran it. The other half took a placebo. The runners who drank the 12 ounces of tart cherry juice for a week preceding the runs averaged about 12 miles. They reported less post-race pain than those who took the placebo, according to that report published in the Journal of International Science and Sports Nutrition. That was in May 2010. So in practical terms, here's your fix. You mix up right before your workout 36 ounces of cool, not cold, not warm, cool water. Add to that about 12 ounces of tart cherry juice and 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon, or a product called Real Lemon, which is lemon juice that's sold in some supermarkets.
Yeah, dehydrated and crystallized, right?
Yeah. Well, no, actually it's a liquid.
Oh, I thought you meant the crystal packs. Okay.
No.
There's also Real Lemon Crystal that's, it looks like it's in a sugar packet, and it's nothing but crystallized lemon juice. That's all it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, so you're using that for the acetic acid value and its ability to... insulin mimetic effect on it?
Well, not so much. What we use the lemon juice for is, although it's counterintuitive, right? Lemon is an acidic fruit.
Right, but it balances pH, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. It will help alkalize your system. And, you know, without going into all the specifics like I do in 2.0, there are tons of benefits to be derived with alkalizing your system, or at least tipping the balance more towards that way. So the long story short is this. You want to start sipping on that drink during your warm-ups, between sets, and then finishing up the last third of it when you finish your workout. Yes, there is some sugar in it. That's just a natural byproduct of the fruit. However, it's not overly sugared to the extent that it's going to skyrocket insulin like, 50 grams of dextrose will.
Right, right.
And if you are trying to lose body fat, and let's face it, a lot of people are, if you are going to get sugars, getting them in and around the workout when blood flow is elevated up to 400% and the muscle cell's insulin sensitivity is maximized, then yeah, that's where you want it. And as a bonus, like I said, it's going to help mitigate the inflammation associated, chronic inflammation with these workouts over time.
Right.
So I'm hoping that helps, Paul. Give that a shot. I'd love to hear back from you. Cherry juice is loaded with a lot of great stuff. I'm just going to give you three. Those anthocyanins that you read about, they're responsible for cherry's deep color. Their effects are similar to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, but they don't impart any of the detrimental effects on protein synthesis some NSAIDs cause. Tart cherry juice also contains melatonin, which, as you know, you've done many shows on this. I've listened to them. It's probably right. The most cost-effective antioxidant out there.
Right.
And tart cherry juice contains at least 17 other antioxidants, including agallic acid, cumaric acid, camphorol, and quercetin, which we know are antioxidants that help boost immunity. Any athlete knows this. You can't gain if you're sick and you can't train.
And if you are looking for if you are looking for something that has an anti-inflammatory effect that doesn't have sugar in it that you want to take outside of your workouts, ginger extract, it cannot be beat. In my humble opinion, it's much better than curcumin for a variety of reasons as well. So if you are worried about that anti-inflammatory balance, start buy ginger at your grocery store. Shave it up and make tea out of it, or eat it raw if you can stomach it, or get a good ginger extract that has a minimum of 5% gingerol in it, and just start taking that once or twice a day. We actually have to take a break. Do you have anything else to add to Paul's question?
No, I just love to hear back from you, Paul. I have a lot of faith in the fact that that's going to help you, and I would love to hear if it does.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish here on Super, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's a passion. Oh, you can feel it, yeah. It's a passion.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. It's the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. Rob, did you happen to hear the show that we did yesterday with Brooks Kubik and Adele Musa?
I haven't listened to that one yet. No, I listened to the one about, what is it, Training for War?
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it?
That was a great one.
We did a show yesterday, because, and it was really ironic. Brooks and I were talking over the weekend about the CrossFit Games. You know, it's really fun to watch these people. I mean, they just wail. But we were talking about, you know, you get about picking your goals, and when your goal is for strength acquisition to also enhance health, there's a very thin line that you can push past health.
Oh, yeah.
And actually,
yeah,
you're hurting yourself.
I did listen to it. I didn't hear the whole episode. I got about halfway through it, but yeah, I did hear that part.
And Adele said something that really struck a chord with me. And I thought about my, I actually started looking at some of my training diaries during the show and then after the show again. And I remember, because I always made notes about how I felt when I left the gym. If it was, a very grueling workout, didn't have much steam, didn't get a good night's sleep last night. So And I always had little notes. And there was a period of time where I was training, I was doing a split routine, three-part split, basically legs, back, and chest and shoulders, I wasn't doing anything for arms directly. And I would do one day on, 2 days off. And I felt amazing when I left the gym after a workout. And the analogy I used yesterday, I said I felt like King Kong instead of King Kong had stepped on me after my workout. And Adele earlier in the interview said that if you're training for health, you should leave the gym when you feel great, not continue to train until you feel destroyed. What do you think about that statement? If you're training for health, if you're training for health.
Yep. I think that's probably one of the wisest sayings, and he's not the only guy that said it, but I'm glad he's repeating it because people need to hear it.
Who said it originally?
You know, when I think of that comment, it goes back to Bill Kazmaier. You know, I think at one time said, leave something in the tank.
Yeah.
You know, when you leave the gym, meaning, you know, you leave on a high note.
Right.
And personally speaking, I'm one of the guys that needs to hear that because you know my history.
Yeah.
You know, it's no secret. A year ago, I almost
killed yourself from training.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, this is, you know, to be clear, that's no badge of honor. It's a badge of stupidity. I did not foresee the risks despite 30 years in the game, and nor did I gain any muscle tissue from it. In fact, I broke so much of it down, I almost wasn't around, which is not cool. Everybody right. has a brother, sister, mother, father, friend. You know, you don't need to do that. You're not impressing anybody, nor are you building any muscle tissue as a result of it. I learned that the hard way. There's a happy medium, and in my opinion, it's this. It's exactly what Adele, I think, and Brooks were trying to say. When you leave the gym, you should leave feeling borderline euphoric. Now, whether that's setting up new PR, whether that's moving more total tonnage done per unit of time, or just feeling good about the fact that you got in there and, you know, did the deed and did it justice when there's a whole lot of people sitting at home on the couch eating chips, flipping through the channels. Getting to that point is important, not only physically, but also psychologically, and you will only benefit from it. The best advice I ever heard for strength was that these burnout sets that a lot of people do.
And explain what a burnout set is.
Well, they'll work up to a one rep max or a three rep max, right? Really heavy and some big exercise. And then they'll back off and they'll do, you know, a set or two of 15 to 20 and just say, hey, that's my burnout set.
Oh, like with 50% of the weight, you mean, when you say back
off?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't know if it's just me or if it's a universal thing, but when I leave the gym and my central nervous system last saw 50%, I do not perform at the level that I should the next time I set foot in the gym. On the days when I leave after my central nervous system has seen something in the 90th percentile, a new one rep max, or something in the 80 to 85th percentile done total tonnage, you know, I've moved a new record amount of total tonnage per unit of time, I perform at a very high level the next time I set foot in the gym. And I don't think that's just physical. I think it's in psychological, and I think also there's some endocrinology involved, meaning, you know, if you drive yourself into the ground, what do you think's happening to your adrenals?
Yeah.
You know? They're fried. You can't tell me you're going to be where you need to be or should be at a high level and perform the next time you set foot in the gym with fried adrenals. It just doesn't make sense.
Okay, so let's say you have a prescription for the workout that day, right?
Yeah.
And you're following the prescription, and halfway through the workout you feel already run over.
Yep.
Do you cut it short and say, you know what? I know that this is what I was supposed to do, but I can tell that it's not the right thing to do, or do you push through?
Well, the short answer is that's one way to solve it. Know when to walk away, right? Like the song says, know when to hold them, know when to fold them. So know when to walk away when you're having a bad day. Let's say it's raining out and you're like today. My neck was hurting me when I woke up. I'm looking at my neck harness when I came down here, and I said to myself, don't be stupid. So I didn't work my neck.
Right.
The other thing to do is to have a backup plan. Like life itself, things don't always go according to plan. When you do have a backup plan, you can utilize that on those days when things are not going according to plan. And backup plans, body weight exercises are a fantastic example of that. You know, you're not able to bench what you thought you were able to bench today. Okay, but you know what? I'm willing to bet you can dip till the cows come home.
Yeah.
You know?
Or push-ups.
Or push-ups.
You know, push-ups work the scapulas and help you avoid shoulder injuries, just for the record.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other topic. And I think we covered that in one of our roundtables.
Right.
Shoulder injuries, two biggest offenders there are the bench press and the seated overhead press. There's a very simple reason for that. The elbow is out at a right angle during those exercises. It's a very unnatural movement. I spoke before about body weight movements being authentic.
Right.
The authentic body weight movement for pushing something away is keeping the elbows in line with the body.
Right.
Right? You ask someone, anyone, to pick up a baby, what do? Do they splay their arms at
yeah.
a right angle?
Yeah, they throw their elbows all the way out, right?
They don't do that. They grab the baby and they push up and away. Now, where's their elbow at that point?
Next to their body.
In line
yeah.
with their body.
Right.
That's what's known as an authentic body weight movement. So, you know, that's an example of what to do when things go wrong. There's your backup plan.
Did you hear about my 30-minute farmer's walk excursion?
No, 30 minutes, man. What were you carrying?
Well, I only had 50-pound dumbbells in my hands. I had a 50-pound dumbbell in each hand. Elisa was going to go do sprints, and I'm not ready to start sprinting yet. So
yeah.
I said, well, I'm going to – and she was going to do – she was going to sprint for a half hour and walk for a half hour. So I said, okay, I'll walk with you the second half hour. I'm going to do farmer's walk. So I grabbed my 50-pound quick-change dumbbells, my power blocks, and
yeah.
I went out, and I walked 15 minutes in one direction and 15 minutes back. And
wow.
That was Friday. I did that Friday afternoon. And then
Did you have any grip aids at all?
No, no. And don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I walked for as long as I could until my grip started letting go, and then I put the dumbbells down, but I never stopped for longer than maybe 30 or 45 seconds tops, even at the end of the session. At the end of the
yeah.
session, I was putting them down a little bit more frequently, but I never stopped for more than 30 seconds, and then I grabbed them and got up because I knew that I had to be back at the house in a half hour. I couldn't dilly-dally because I was going to meet Elisa to walk. And so
That's a great idea. I'm going to do that after I get off air here, and I'm going to freak out the neighbors.
It's great. I know, right? And it's funny because I had neighbors saying hello to me that never said hello to me before in my life. But anyway, so
they already see me dragging the sled, so this would just be something else.
Yeah, but you know what? And then the next day I trained back. And I had pains in my lats where I've never had pains in my lats before, all the way down low where my lats tuck in to my lower back. And I
right.
said to Brooks, was that too much work? And he said, absolutely. He says, you should have stopped just with the farmer's walks for 30 minutes, he said, and not gone and trained back the next day. Now, my thoughts were, then I'd take 2 days off and really dig deep into the collateral damage and then give it a couple days for everything to heal. What do you think? What are your opinions? Did I do too much? Did I do enough? What do you think?
You know, my opinion is your body will tell you if you did too much. Meaning, if you got back into the gym and you're achy and you,
I'm achy,
you know,
today.
And your form is suffering and you feel weaker on that given movement, then yeah, you know, your body's telling you you probably did a little bit too much. So it's one of those things that comes with training age. It's called body wisdom. You know, there's no book, there's no trainer that can say this is too much. It's a sign that your body's giving you that you need to be able to read, and that comes with time.
Yeah. We have to take one last break. When we come back, we have something new to the Blueprint Power Hour segment. This is the Blueprint Power Hour tip of the day. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to SuperHumanRadio.com. And clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Little old school, Cypress Hill. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Absolutely the best mashups in the world, right here. You got to listen to the show to hear them. Sorry, people email me all the time. They're like, Carl, where can I get those mashups? Just got to listen to the show. That's all. What can I say? Okay, so a new addition to the Blueprint Power Hour, the Power Hour tip of the day.
Yeah, I wanted to add this because, I came across this just this past week, and I thought it'd be interesting to share with listeners. So many of the listeners, in particular the life extensionists, will know and understand that the FDA, in their infinite wisdom, has been all over the racetums, nootropics, such as piracetam.
Really? Racetum. I mean, I haven't taken piracetam or aniracetam in a decade, but can you no longer get them?
Well, they're very, you know, it's been a long time since I looked, but I don't think Pyrocetam is available anymore.
No kidding.
If it is, it's in short supply, and it's just driving the cost up, and it's a darn shame because, you know, they are effective cognitive enhancers. And, you know, God forbid, we don't want that. We don't want our elderly population to have access to a non-pharmaceutical that actually works.
Right, right.
So, having said that, you know those little energy shots that you see in gas stations, like 5-hour energy?
Yeah.
You've seen those, right?
Oh, everywhere. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere today. Now, as an old school caffeine ephedrine guy, I'm generally not very impressed with these. You end up paying $3, sometimes $4 or $5 for a bunch of B vitamins and caffeine. However, I recently came across something called the Red Thunder Energy Shot. And I came across it at a, not a supermarket, but it's a food market of sorts up here called Aldi's. Mm-hmm. Do you have Aldi's down there, Carl?
No, not here, no.
Okay, so Aldi sells under, this is their brand, something called the Red Thunder Energy Shot. And I'm looking at the label, and it's got the usual suspects in there, like taurine, glucuronolactone, high-dose B vitamins, caffeine, etc. It also included, though, some of my favorites, like malic acid, acetyl L-tyrosine, which, as you know, is much more bioavailable than regular, and something called Cognizant, which is the trade name for citicoline or CDP choline, otherwise known as CDP choline.
Right, right.
I have to tell you, it was a very pleasant surprise. So I'd like to speak just a little bit now to CDP choline.
Yeah, and actually it's funny. I am familiar with it because of a family member who has Parkinson's disease. So go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So citicoline, otherwise known as CDP choline, is a psychostimulant and a nootropic of sorts. You know, brain candy, let's call it. It's sold in over 70 countries under a variety of brand names. Here in the United States, you'll find it under the trade name of Cognizant. There are two big benefits for those of us superhumans that are listening, and it goes like this. One, in the general population, CDP choline will increase the brain response to food stimuli, meaning it correlates with decreased appetite.
Hmm.
Secondly, and this is what I find intriguing about it, it increases the availability of various neurotransmitters in the brain, including acetylcholine, norepinephrine, and dopamine. So as such, I think and feel strongly that it has it's an excellent application insofar as optimizing your central nervous system when taken pre-workout, particularly on an empty stomach. So here's the best part about that little Red Thunder energy shot. It retails for a whopping 99 cents a bottle.
Really?
At Aldi's. So I picked myself up three. And remember, I'm used to very high-dose caffeine ephedrine.
Right.
I threw some of this down and felt it. And afterwards, you know, gave it a washout period of a couple days and then used it pre-workout. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's as strong as
Do you know how much citicoline is in there?
I don't, but that's why I came up with solution number two for the listeners.
Right.
Solution number two is this. If you're looking for bulk CDP choline,
right,
you can find it. I found it on Amazon.com, 50 grams of it, bulk powder, for around $32.
Well, because you have to take between 500 milligrams and a gram of it at a time to...
Right.
I mean... To really notice the difference, I think, right? So that that would last you, if 50 grams would last you 100 days at half a gram a day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So not knowing how much of CDP choline is in this little Red Thunder energy shot, what I can tell you is, subjectively, it does feel a bit different, better, than things like 5-hour energy and 6-hour energy and that stuff, which, again, I don't think much of, which tells me CDP choline has a lot of potential.
Did you become more talkative when using it? Like, did you feel like more outgoing and talkative?
I'm always talkative. So.
I know, because you use ephedra, right? I mean, that definitely does that to you, too.
Right. Now, I've changed from an introvert to an extrovert. Maybe this is why. I don't know. But what I did notice was this. My focus and concentration was crisper. It was sharper. And I haven't come up with a way to measure this yet, but the lifting felt smooth as glass.
Right.
So I am looking forward personally to getting some bulk CDP choline in to play around with the dosing a little bit to see what it can do for me. I think, you know, as an alternative to traditional stimulants, and let's face it, you need to take a break from those things. As an alternative to that and a cost-effective one, I think, listeners, you know, it's a worthwhile, you know, exercise in giving this stuff a look because, frankly, you're looking at a market full of energy products that have done nothing but jack up caffeine levels under different names.
Well, the interesting thing about acetylcholine is that, okay, first of all, in comparison to cocaine is to dopamine what antidepressants are to serotonin, in that cocaine is a dopamine reuptake inhibitor. So the same way that serotonin reuptake inhibitors selectively cause serotonin to stay active and pooled in the blood and in the brain, and thus increasing the concentrations of serotonin by not letting it become degraded into its downstream metabolites. The cocaine does the same thing for dopamine. The interesting thing about acetylcholine is it causes a cocaine-like effect, but for a different reason. Instead of increasing, instead of causing the blocking of dopamine reuptake, it increases dopaminergic neuron growth and density, which really makes you wonder why the medical orthodoxy isn't working on this product as an alternative to the stuff they give to Parkinson's patients. And here's why. Parkinson's patients take levodopa and carbidopa, which over time, the doses must be increased because this external source of dopamine actually over time destroys what dopaminergic neurons these poor bastards have left in their brain.
Yeah,
the problem with Parkinson's disease is that these dopaminergic neurons in the substantia nigra are becoming damaged and they don't work any longer. Well, acetylcholine increases the density and the density of dopaminergic neurons. So basically what it does is it causes new neurons to sprout.
Yeah, you know, and listen, I've got a grandmother, God bless her, she's got dementia. And you know, the drugs that they have tried with her have been nothing. They have not been successful, and in fact, they're just riddled with side effects. They kill her appetite for some reason, and she's wasting away. I mean, sarcopenia, you know, has taken hold, and now that's an issue. So I actually brought up some of these things, like CDP choline, to the doctor, and the arrogant SOB looked at me, and he said, "Are you a doctor?" I said, "No." He said, "Then leave the doctoring to me."
Yeah, right. And he's corrupted by a pharmaceutical agenda. He's not a doctor any longer either. Another interesting thing about acetylcholine, and you probably found this as well, but it also has a direct effect on the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis.
Yes, it does.
And also luteinizing hormone and growth hormone stimulating hormone and thyroid stimulating hormone. So it potentially can increase the production of growth hormone, thyroid hormone, and testosterone. Now, these have not been studied, thoroughly enough to understand, but it is understood that acetylcholine does have some downstream effects on the HPA axis.
Yeah.
It's funny. You know what? I forgot all about it. I read about acetylcholine, several years ago when doing research for a family member who was suffering from Parkinson's disease and thought, why aren't doctors prescribing acetylcholine? And then I remembered, oh, wait a minute, it's over-the-counter available. Nobody makes any money.
You know, the best response you'll get from a doctor is, well, listen, we have no long-term studies on that. And you know what? My last response to the doctor, I had it. I looked at him and I said, you know what, boss, I don't have 50 years, you know, to wait until your long-term studies that you'll never do are done, because you and Big Pharma can't profit off it. So guess what? I'm going to go ahead and do it myself.
Well, and that's all, it's all BS anyway. Elisa talked just this weekend on Casual Friday last week about the fact that after 17 years of analysis of Zithromax, a Z-Pak, it's clear that Zithromax causes some cardiac disorders in people who take it with some frequency. And so let's face it, the pharmaceutical industry does not do any long-term testing on anything. We are guinea pigs out here. We are being tested on. Look at Vioxx. I mean, you know, we didn't, until people started dying that were being prescribed the drug, they didn't take it off the market. So that's I find that a weak statement, because they don't do long-term testing on anything that they give to people. The difference is, as you pointed out, they can't make money on acetylcholine. They can make money on these other drugs.
Hypocrisy,
and that's the only reason.
Hypocrisy doesn't even, that word doesn't even do it justice. The point for listeners is this, and I guess I'm in kind of a unique position to speak to it, because for 20 years I worked in insurance, and for many of those, medical insurance. Here's the bottom line. You are responsible for your own health and well-being, because once you get sucked into the medical establishment, here's how it goes. You go to see your doctor, he runs some tests. Eventually, if they look far enough, you know, if they look long and hard enough, they'll find something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Or they'll make something up.
Right.
And guess what? He's going to refer you to a buddy of his who's a specialist for his cut. And he, in turn, is going to prescribe you a medication. Now you're going to go to the pharmacy who's going to take their cut. And, of course, you're going to have to take it, wouldn't you know it, for the rest of your life. So Big Pharma now has an annuity stream.
Right.
Screw that.
Right.
Screw that. Take control of your own health by looking into natural alternatives. And there is nothing. It is your right. It is your right and your responsibility to exercise that right, so that you don't get sucked into this money-making greed machine that has destroyed this country.
I'm getting some acetylcholine. I forgot all about it until this discussion. This is great. There are a lot of acetylcholine products out there. As you pointed out, Cognizin seems to be one of the brands. But there,
yep.
Even Jarro Formulas and quite a few other smaller companies have 120 capsules, 500 milligrams a cap for $17.
Yeah.
And that's reasonably priced. I'm getting myself some acetylcholine. I'm going to go on Vitacost later today and see if they have any, because I got to put an order together anyway. Do we have anything else to talk about, Rob?
I don't think so. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for the questions, and especially, you know, thank you for taking the suggestions. And it's wonderful to hear back from you guys. You know, whether it's positive or negative, I learn. And in the process, we're going to help a lot of guys and a lot of ladies, you know, get to Gainesville, as I call it. And it happens every day now. So write me. I'll be happy to take your questions, whether you're interested in Blueprint or not.
And look for later today on superhumanradio.com, on my Facebook page, and also if you are not part of our email list, please join. The first of the Superhuman University seminars will be Rob Regish's protocol to add up to 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout, and I'm telling you, it really works. It really, really works. There's no doubt about it. And those of you who attend the seminar will find out as well. Hey, Rob, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Okay, and we'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.